then to item, what's the number? It would be 10, the enforcement report, because 9 has gone by way of consent.
Right.
So, Mr. Briggs?
Right, we have our regular reporting and tally of violations, which come off of our CWIX, California Integrated Water Quality System database. And we try to indicate what the corrective action is. And so we'll ask if there are any questions.
I did have a question. I noticed that Ventana Inn is on here again. And looked at the notes. Staff conducting joint site visit, inspection with Monterey County Health to address failure and to discuss requirements with new owners. How are we doing with this site? I mean, I vaguely remember that there were multiple on-site disposal systems and the soils were not really septic tanks, right?
Harvey Packard again. A couple of years ago, they did a lot of work trying to upgrade some of their systems. It's really a complex facility. It's old, and they've added on and changed things around, so there's a whole bunch of different separate waste disposal systems. Matthew Keeling of our staff went up there a while back with Monterey County Health and found some issues with one of the systems and some other issues with their permit that they hadn't kept up with. So we wrote them a notice of violation. They have a new owner since a couple years ago. We're hoping to get them back on compliance. It's been a struggle for them to keep their effluent underground, you might say, with all their leach fields.
What is the solution for them? Is it old infrastructure?
A lot of it is old infrastructure. Some of it not very well designed originally, a long time ago, and then put into locations that probably wouldn't be appropriate now if we were reviewing it.
They certainly have the revenues to...
You'd think.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there, and it's...
Not cheap.
It's
no.
Not cheap. So there's something, I mean, it's not up for lack of resources. It is a kind of difficult site.
Yes. Very steep.
Very steep,
right. Yeah.
What about, can we request an engineering report be generated? I mean,
actually, that is one of the requests that we made in our notice of violation, is for them to update their as-built drawings, because they did have an engineer do a lot of work there a couple of years ago. We need to make sure that everything's documented and working correctly.
And was that work, though, was that done per the design of a registered engineer?
Some of it's not clear. That's why we need to get those as-built drawings finished. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what the, do you happen to recall what the due date was roughly for that?
No. We can get back to you on that and some more details, but I don't have that off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, let's plan on providing an update at the October meeting.
Okay.
Is there anything, Mr. Packard? Different issue. Is Mr. Packard, is anything in here that's popping up that is of any particular concern to you?
Nothing specific.
Okay.
You know, all of it's of concern, and we're doing our best to work with the discharges to.
Right. I mean, some of these are, you know, your typical blockage from tree roots and this and that, which just seems to happen. But is there anything that's maybe portends there's a problem with a discharger system that maybe...
We have a separate, what we call our enforcement priority list, and I don't recall off the top of my head if anything on our top priority issues are on that list. It's possible, but I doubt we'd want to talk about any details of anything that might come to the board later anyway.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Chair, my only concern is that the men's colony, I'm starting to see a buildup of violations again as we did a few years
right.
ago.
The violations you see in that listing are from April, I believe, for the most part. Their new facility is finished and in operation. They're still in the phase where they're trying to get everything to work as it should, but we're hoping to see dramatic improvements in a lot of those violations.
Hopefully.
Okay. Any other board questions? Mr. Shallcross.
Just for my own curiosity, what are these two Los Osos cease and desist orders?
Oh, good question. I have that, too.
I'm just curious. Is that separate from our...
You know what they say about curiosity.
And desist orders. Aren't those the two that you adopted in May at the May board meeting?
I just don't recognize the... Yeah. I don't know. It just has an address.
I believe those are the Moylan and Wilkerson CDOs from May.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Skip.